Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wal aqibatu lil muttaqin. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. In the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the One who bestows mercy. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, and may peace and blessings be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his family, companions, and all those who follow the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until Yawm al-Qiyamah. In this lesson, we come to the battles and expeditions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the author, Al-Hafidh Abdul Ghani al-Maqdisi rahimahullah, he said, غزا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بنفسه 25 غزوة. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he himself commanded 25 battles. هذا هو المشهور. And this is what is famous and known. قاله محمد بن إسحاق وابو معشر وموسى بن عقبة وغيرهم. And this is what Muhammad ibn Ishaq and Abu Ma'ashar and Musa ibn Uqba and others said. وَقِيلْ غَزَى سَبْعٌ وَعِشْرِينَ. And it was also said that he fought 27 battles. And it was also said that he commanded 27 battles. وَالْبُعُوثُ وَالسِّرَايَ خَمْسُونَ أَوْ نَحْوُهَا. And as for the Siray and the Khamsun, i.e. the divisions which he sent out, then they were 50 or so. وَلَمْ يُقَاتِلْ إِلَّا فِي تِسْحِ. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he did not fight himself except in 9 battles. Badr, وَأُحُدْ, وَالْخَنْدَقْ, وَبَنِي قُرَيْضَ, وَالْمُصْطَلَقْ, وَخَيْبَرْ, وَفَتْحُ مَكَّةَ, وَحُنَيْن, وَالطَّائِفْ. وَقَدْ قِيلْ إِنَّهُ قَاتَلَ بِوَادِ الْقُرَى وَفِي الْغَابَةِ وَبَنِي النُّضَيْرِ. And it was said that he also fought in Wadi al-Qura and al-Ghabah and Bani al-Nadir. So in this chapter, the author, rahimullah, he mentions the ghazawat of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his siraya. And notice the author, he differentiates between both of them. So with regards to the ghazawat, he said that the Prophet commanded 25 or 27. As for the siraya or the bu'uth, then they were over 50. And the difference between a ghazwa and a sariya is a ghazwa that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he himself commanded and he went out with the army. So these are known as ghazawat. And as for the siraya or the bu'uth, two words, they have the same meaning. And that is a division which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam dispatched. He sent, but he did not go himself. Rather, he made a companion as the commander of the division or the dispatch which he sent. And if it was a small division, then it is called a sariya or a ba'ath. And if it was a larger dispatchment, then it is called a jaysh, an army. And there were more bu'uth and saraya than there were ghazawat. Because the ghazawat were, as I also said, 25 or 27. As for the bu'uth and the saraya, they were much more. And some of the mu'arrikhun, they said that it was 25 battles which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam commanded. Some said 27 and others said 21. And perhaps the reason why there is a difference in number is sometimes there may be a battle and it has more than one name. Or sometimes there may be two battles which took place within a battle. So some ulama count them as being two battles and other ulama count them as being one battle. And in the hadith of Burayd and Sahih Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, إِذَا أَمَرَ أَمِيرًا عَلَىٰ سَرِيَّةٍ أَوْ جَيْشٍ أَوْصَاهُ بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ. That whenever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would make an amir, i.e. a companion, the commander over a division, he would advise them بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ, with the taqwa of Allah, وَبِمَنْ مَعَهُ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ بِخَيْرٍ, and that they should treat the Muslim soldiers well. And he would advise the divisions when he sent them off, أُغْزُوا بِسْمِ اللَّهِ, fight in the name of Allah, فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, in the path of Allah, قَاتِلُوا مَنْ كَفَرَ بِاللَّهِ, and fight those who have disbelieved against Allah, or disbelieved in Allah. So they are with regards to the siraya, the divisions that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to send, but he used to remain behind. The ghazwat, the battles which the Prophet commanded himself, were 25 or 27. And then the author mentioned, as for the battles which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he himself physically fought in, they were 9. That he was part of the battle. And he mentioned Badr and Uhud and Khandaq and Banu Qurayza, Banu al-Mustaliq and Khaybar and Fathu Makkah, Hunayn and At-Ta'if. The major battles of Islam are 7. There are 7 major battles of Islam which contain many lessons and a great result for the Muslim army or for the Muslims. And these 7 battles, they have been mentioned in the Quran with different ayat. So the first of them is the battle of Badr. Even though there were other smaller expeditions or divisions before the battle of Badr, but the battle of Badr was one of the biggest battles out of the 7. And Allah mentioned the battle of Badr in Surah Ali Imran and also Surah Al-Anfal. And after the battle of Badr was the battle of Uhud. And Allah mentioned the battle of Uhud in Surah Ali Imran. And then the third major battle of Islam was known as Al-Ahzab. And the meaning of Ahzab is the parties. Because all the various parties of the Kuffar, they allied together against the Muslims to destroy Al-Madinah. And this battle, Ghazwatul Ahzab, sometimes it is known as Ghazwatul Khandaq. So maybe you've heard Ghazwatul Khandaq or you've heard Ghazwatul Ahzab. And the Khandaq is a trench or a ditch which the companions dug to prevent and protect Medina from the Kuffar. So it is either called Ahzab or it is called Khandaq. And then the fourth major battle of Islam was Khaybar, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the companions, they conquered Al-Khaybar, where the Yahud used to live. And Al-Khaybar was mentioned in Surah Al-Hashr, in the 28th juz of the Quran. And then the fifth major battle of Islam is Fathu Makkah, the conquest of Makkah, when the Muslims finally conquered and were victorious and took authority in Makkah. And Fathu Makkah, this is mentioned in Surah An-Nasr, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ, when the victory of Allah comes and Al-Fath. And the meaning of Al-Fath here is Fathu Makkah. So in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he promised the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 2 things. Firstly, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ, when the help of Allah comes. And then Wal-Fath. And the second promise is Al-Fath, when Makkah is conquered again. And both of these promises, they were fulfilled. The sixth major battle of Islam is called Ghazwatul Hunayn, the battle of Hunayn. And this Allah mentioned in Surah At-Tawbah. Allah said, لَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهِ فِي مَوَاطِنَ كَثِيرَةٍ وَيَوْمَ حُنَيْنٍ. Verily Allah gave you victory in many places and also on the day of Hunayn. And then the seventh major battle of Islam is Ghazwatu Tabuk, the battle of Tabuk, when the Muslims, they went north towards Sham, a city called Tabuk, and they fought there, and also the Munafiqun, they also came out. So these are the 7 major battles of Islam. And of course, we can't go into detail about every single battle, but we'll briefly mention some details and some benefits from each battle. So the first major battle of Islam is the battle of Al-Badr. And Al-Badr, is a place in Al-Hijaz. It's towards the northwest of Al-Madinah. So it's within the province of Medina, but northwest. And Badr, there was a well there, or water there, that the caravans used to pass by. So the caravans which used to leave from Mecca and they used to go to Sham to trade, buy and sell, when they would come back, they would often pass by Al-Badr. And as mentioned, Al-Badr was a place where the camels would stop and the camels would drink from a well in Al-Badr. And the battle took place there, and this is why it is known as Ghazwatul Badr. In reality, the Battle of Badr isn't a single battle. Rather, there were three battles. There are three battles in Islamic history called Ghazwatul Badr. The first one is known as Ghazwatul Badr As-Sughra, the minor battle of Badr, or the first battle of Badr. And then the second one is called Ghazwatul Badr Al-Kubra, the major battle of Badr. And that is a battle that we've all read about and heard about. And then the third battle is called Ghazwatul Badr Al-Maw'id, the promised battle of Badr. As for the first battle of Badr, As-Sughra, this was 13 months after the hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam from Mecca to Al-Madinah. And there was a man whose name was Kirz al-Fihri, Kirz ibn Jabir al-Fihri. And he came and he raided a part of Al-Madinah. And he raided and tried to take some wealth. So when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam heard of this raid, he sent a number of Muslim soldiers to go chase this man, Kirz ibn Jabir al-Fihri. And they chased him until they came to a valley which is known as Wadi Safwan, the valley of Safwan, near to Badr. But before they could catch him, he managed to escape. So, although no real fighting took place, but this is known as the minor battle of Badr, when they did chase a raid, but they managed to escape. And this person, Kirz ibn Jabir al-Fihri, radiallahu anhu, he later accepted Islam. He later accepted Islam, and then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam made him a commander over a division, and he died in the 8th Hijri after the conquest of Mecca. So that was the minor battle of Badr. As for Badr al-Maw'id, the promised battle of Badr, then that is a battle in which the armies came out, but the battle never took place. And this promised battle of Badr, this occurred 4 years after the hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, meaning after the battle of Badr and after the battle of Uhud, but before the battle of Khandaq, there was this promised battle which should have occurred. And that is that when the Quraysh, when they left the battle of Uhud, and they considered it to be a victory for them. So Abu Sufyan promised the Muslims that on this very day next year, we're going to come and we're going to finish this job and we will destroy the Muslims. So the 4th year of the hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, exactly 1 year after the battle of Uhud, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he prepared an army. An army with 1500 soldiers and 10 horses. And this army left Al-Madinah and they went and stationed themselves in Al-Badr. And also Abu Sufyan, he also left Mecca with 2,000 soldiers and 50 horses. However, the companions, because they had prepared well for this battle, they were organized and they already reached Badr before the Quraysh could come. So when Abu Sufyan saw how well prepared the Muslims were and how they had stationed themselves in the right places strategically, he made an excuse. And he said to his soldiers that this year is a year in which there is a drought, and victory will only come to us when there is a year when there is an abundance of rain and vegetation and fruit. So because it's the year of the drought, we're not going to fight this year. And we're going to come back another time. And this is only an excuse which he made to avoid the battle. And the Muslims, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions, they remained 8 days at Badr, waiting for the army to come, the Quraysh to come. But the Quraysh never came, they turned back. So this was the promised battle of Badr, but the battle never took place. The battle which we refer to as being Ghazwatul Badr, the battle of Badr, is called Badrul Kubra, the major battle of Badr. And this in reality is the first real major battle between the Sahaba and between the Quraysh. And the battle of Badr was a great victory for the Muslims over the Kuffar. And Allah separated between the people of truth and the people of falsehood, and the people of Tawheed and the people of Ash-Shirk. And Allah honored and gave victory to the Muslims on this day, and the Quraysh and the Kuffar were humiliated on this day. And the battle of Badr, this day, it is also known as Yawm al-Furqan. And the meaning of Furqan is a criterion which separates, because this day separated the honor of the Muslims from the humiliation of the Kuffar. And on this day, there were many ayat and miracles which the companions and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw, and how victory came to them. Any companion who took part in the battle of Badr, he is known as Al-Badari. So if you ever find the name of a companion and then at the end it says Al-Badari. Al-Badari doesn't mean that he was born in Badr, but it means that he took part in the battle of Badr. And this group of companions, 300 and more, they are known as Badriyun. And the Badriyun, they have a special status in Islam. And Jibreel alayhi salam, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he said, Ya Muhammad, ma ta'udduna alladhi hadaru al-Badra minkum. That those Muslims who took part in the battle of Badr amongst you, what do you say regarding them? And the Prophet said, "Min afdalil muslimin," that we consider them to be the best of the Muslims. And Jibreel replied, "Wa kadhalika man hadaraha min al-malaika." And also those angels who came and aided the Muslims at the battle of Badr, we consider them to be the best of the angels. And the battle of Badr, it took place on a Friday in the month of Ramadan, in the second year of the Hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in reality, even this battle of Badr, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he never left Al-Madinah to fight. So the Prophet never had the intention to actually fight. Rather, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he only went towards Al-Badr because he knew that the caravans of the Quraysh were coming from Sham and they were going to Mecca. And they were stopping and passing by Al-Badr. And the leader of the caravans was Abu Sufyan ibn Harb, who later on accepted Islam, and he's the father of Muawiyah radiallahu anhum ajma'in. So the reason why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went towards Al-Badr is because the Muhajirun who left Mecca and they were forced to flee from Mecca, they had property in Mecca, they had land in Mecca, they had wealth in Mecca, houses in Mecca, they had cattle in Mecca. And all of that which was the property of the Muhajirun was seized by the Quraysh. And they had no right to seize the property of the Muhajirun. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he only went towards Badr to go raid the caravans, to take back the property which is rightfully owned to the Muslims. Because the Quraysh had seized the property of the Muhajirun in Mecca, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to seize this property and give it back to the Muhajirun. So this is the only reason why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went towards Badr. He never expected a fight or a battle and never planned for a battle. And this is why only 300 odd people from the companions went towards Al-Badr. Otherwise there were thousands in Al-Madinah, but only 300 so went. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he never obligated upon the Muslims that they have to go to Al-Badr. And many of the senior companions, they didn't take place in the Battle of Badr. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam never rebuked them, because it was never a battle which he intended. It was only taking back the right of the Muhajirun and taking back some of the property and the wealth. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and some of the companions, they went towards Al-Badr. And Abu Sufyan already got word that the Muslims are approaching. So Abu Sufyan, he took a detour and he sent a messenger to the Quraysh saying that the Muslims have come and they're going to raid the caravan, so send the soldiers. So the Quraysh sent soldiers, and now there were 1,000 soldiers and over 100 horses. Whereas the Muslims, they had 309 or 311 or 313 soldiers and only 2 horses and 70 camels. So the Quraysh had 1,000 soldiers and 100 horses, and the Muslims only had 300 plus soldiers and 2 horses and 70 camels. And the Battle of Badr, as you know, it finished with the victory of the Muslims over the Kuffar. And in the Battle of Badr, 70 of the Quraysh were killed and 70 more were taken prisoners. And as for the Muslims, 14 were martyred, 6 from the Muhajirun and 8 from the Ansar. And this first Battle of Badr and the defeat of the Quraysh, it had a major impact in how the Muslims were seen and recognized. Because now, tribes and people feared the Muslims. And they knew about the strength of the Muslims. Because the Muslims had just defeated the great Quraysh, the most noble tribe of the Arabs, they had been defeated. And on top of this, the financial and economic situation in Al-Madinah also improved. Because now, there was income which would come to Al-Madinah. And this is through the war booty. So firstly, the Muslims, they gained the war booty of Badr. And so, this all came to Al-Madinah. And now, all the other ensuing battles, it was an avenue of money coming into Al-Madinah. And so, the economy and the finances of the Muslims and Al-Madinah, the Islamic State, it improved. There are many lessons from the Battle of Badr. And Allah mentioned the Battle of Badr in Surah Ali Imran. He said, وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهِ بِبَدْرٍ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّةٍ. That verily, Allah gave you victory in Badr and you were أَذِلَّةٍ. And the meaning of adhilla is you were a few, and you were less equipped, and you were weaker. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So fear Allah, show him taqwa, perhaps you will be grateful. Ibn Kathir rahimullah, in the tafsir of this ayah, when Allah said, وَأَنْتُمْ adhilla, verily Allah gave you victory in Badr, when you were adhilla, he said, أَيْ قَلِيلٌ عَدَدُكُمْ, that your number was little. And also your weaponry was less. لِيَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ النَّصْرَ إِنَّمَا هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ, so that the Muslims should know that victory, it comes from Allah. لَا بِكَثْرَةِ الْعَدَدِ, it doesn't come from many numbers. وَلَا الْعُدَّةِ, and it doesn't come with more weaponry. Rather, victory comes from Allah. So this was the first major lesson of Badr. Firstly, the Prophet never even left for a war to fight. They weren't prepared for fighting. It was only 300 people with less weaponry and they were weak. And the Quraysh were much more in number. And when Abu Sufyan sent the message, they came for war. And Allah reminded them that this victory which came to you, it didn't come to you because of your numbers, because you were weak. Rather, it came to you from Allah. So have taqwa of Allah and show shukr to Allah, and Allah will give you victory. And also from the benefits of this story is that at the night of Badr, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to the companions, he said, "Umdu fa inna Allaha wa'adani ihda at-ta'ifatayn." He said to the companions, "Carry on going. Verily Allah has promised me two results. Ihda at-ta'ifatayn, one of two outcomes. Either we're going to regain our property, we're going to raid the caravans, and we're going to regain the property without any fighting. And if fighting does take place, then we will be victorious over the Quraysh. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had seen a dream or seen revelation that victory would be for him and the Muslims. Either it would be wealth which they will gain, or it will be defeating the Quraysh. And the narrations mention that the night before Badr, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where they had encamped, he stood all night making dua to Allah, raising his hands in front of Allah and making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he made so much dua and asked for so much help that the narrations mention hatta ashfaqa alayhi Abu Bakr, that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he became concerned for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So notice that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he knows he's going to be victorious because Allah has told him and promised him that you're going to achieve one of two outcomes. Either there's going to be no fighting and you're going to gain all the wealth, so it's a victory, or there will be fighting but you will be victorious and there is victory. So the Prophet sallallahu and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told the companions, carry on going, inna Allah wa'adani, because Allah has promised me one of these two outcomes. Despite this promise and despite knowing for certainty that victory will come to him, he still spent the whole night raising his hands in front of Allah, asking for victory and making dua. So a person might ask that if Allah has already promised the Prophet and his companions victory, and the Prophet has already informed the Muslims that the victory is coming, why is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spending all night making dua to Allah for victory, up until even Abu Bakr becomes concerned about the state of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And the ulama mention that this standing of the Prophet and this dua of the Prophet was the perfection of his tawheed to Allah, in front of Allah, and the perfection of his submission in front of Allah. This was the ubudiyyah, the worship or the servitude or the submission of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam towards Allah. Even though he knows that Allah has promised him victory with yaqeen, with certainty, he still stands in front of Allah, showing his weakness and his need in front of Allah, making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Prophet fulfilled and he attained the pinnacle of a tawheed. Imagine if it was one of us, subhanAllah, and we knew for certainty this is going to happen tomorrow, we'd sleep all night. But not the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He spent all night worshipping and making dua to Allah and showing him that he's in need in front of Allah subhanahu. And because of this tawheed, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he reached the great station of being the best human and the greatest amongst the prophets. The second battle is Ghazwatu Uhud. And Ghazwatu Uhud, it occurred in the following year from Al-Badr, third Hijri, in the month of Shawwal, after Ramadan, on the seventh day, and it was a Saturday, meaning 1 month and 5 days and 1 year after the battle of Badr. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned this Al-Uhud in the Quran. He said, وَإِذْ غَدَوْتَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ تُبَوِّئُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ مَقَاعِدَ لِلْقَتَالِ. When you left your family in the morning, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, preparing the believers for their stations for fighting. إِذْ هَمَّ الطَّائِفَتَانِ مِنْكُمْ أَن تَفْشَلَ. When two groups amongst you, they were about to lose courage. وَاللَّهُ وَلِيُّهُمَا. And Allah is their protector and guardian. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Upon Allah, the believers should place their reliance and their trust. In this ayah, Allah mentions how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he left his family in the morning and he went out towards the battle of Uhud and started preparing the Muslims and preparing the army. And then there were two groups amongst the Muslims. They were Muslims, not from the munafiqun. Two groups from amongst the Muslims. إِذْ هَمَّ الطَّائِفَتَانِ مِنْكُمْ أَن تَفْشَلَ. When two groups from amongst you, your companions, the best of the believers, when they lost courage and they began to worry. In Sahih Bukhari, Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu anhuma, he said, "Fina nazalat idh hammat ta'ifatani minkum an tafshala." That this ayah, when two groups amongst you lost their courage, this was revealed regarding us. And he said that it was Banu Harith and Banu Salama, these two tribes. He said, "Wama nuhibbu annaha lam tanzil illa fina." And he said, "And we do not love except that this ayah was revealed regarding us." In this ayah, Allah is saying that two groups amongst you, they lost courage. And Jabir is saying that we're pleased that this ayah is revealed regarding us. Why? He said, لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى قَالَ, because Allah said, وَاللَّهُ وَلِيُّهُمَا. Allah said, verily, Allah is their guardian and their protector. So Allah said regarding Banu Haritha and Banu Salama that Allah is their protector and their guardian. This is why Jabir radiallahu anhu, he was pleased that this ayah is revealed regarding them. Why did the battle of Uhud occur? It occurred because the Quraysh, who had lost their honor and they had lost their place and their status and their reputation in the battle of Badr, they wanted revenge. And they wanted to regain their honor, regain their standing. And they wanted people to fear them as opposed to fearing the Muslims. So they wanted to come back. And so they prepared the following year with a greater army and greater weaponry to fight the Muslims. So they returned back the next year with 3,000 soldiers, over 3,000 soldiers. Whereas the Muslims were only 1,000 soldiers. So the Quraysh, they outnumbered the Muslims 1, 2, 3. Three from the Quraysh for every single person from the Muslims. Then on top of this, as the 1,000 people in the army of the Prophet ﷺ, as they were going towards Uhud, 300 from the Munafiqun, they pulled back and they returned back to Al-Madinah. So now only 700 Muslims were left against 3,000 from the Quraysh. And the story of Uhud, it is known and famous. How the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he stationed a group of Muslims, 50 archers, on what is known as Jabal al-Rumah. And the victory was for the Muslims. And the Prophet ordered these archers to not leave their position. Regardless of what happens, stay in your position. But these 50 archers, the Muslims, they thought that the victory has come and the war booty is being distributed. So they wanted some of the war booty and to share some of the spoils. So they differed amongst each other. Some of the companions remained there and other companions, they went towards the rest of the Muslims. Khalid bin Walid, who at that time was a non-Muslim and he was the commander of the Quraysh, when he saw that the archers are abandoning their position, he then turned around and he came back and he started fighting against the Muslims. And in this battle, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was physically injured. So his forehead was cut, his cheek was cut, and he was injured, and some of the companions were injured as well. And then word spread out that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has died, and so the Muslims became even worried. And then there was a level of victory for the kuffar. So the battle of Uhud, it wasn't decisive. There was a victory for the Muslims, and then there was also victory for the kuffar. And 70 from amongst the Muslims were martyred. Amongst them, the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hamza ibn Abdul Muttalib radiallahu an, and 22 from the Quraysh, they were killed. And Allah mentioned the battle of Uhud in the Quran. Allah said, وَلَقَدْ صَدَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ وَعْدَهُ إِذْ تَحُسُّونَهُمْ بِإِذْنِهِ. Verily, Allah fulfilled His promise for you when you were fighting them or defeating them. حَتَّى إِذَا فَشِلْتُمْ, until you lost your courage. وَتَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ, and you began to become divided amongst each other. وَعَصَيْتُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا أَرَاكُمْ مَا تُحِبُّونَ, and then you disobeyed the command after you had seen that which you wanted. Meaning when you saw the war booty and you saw the wealth being distributed, then you went against the command of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah said, مِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُرِيدُ الدُّنْيَا, that some of you desired the dunya. وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُرِيدُ الْآخِرَةِ, and some of you desired the akhirah. ثُمَّ صَرَفَكُمْ عَنْهُمْ لِيَبْتَلِيَكُمْ. And then Allah averted you from them so He may test you. Meaning Allah made you taste some defeat so He may test you. And then Allah said, وَلَقَدْ عَفَى عَنْكُمْ. But Allah has already pardoned you and forgiven you. وَاللَّهُ ذُو فَضْلٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And Allah is possessing great virtue and kindness for the believers. From the benefits of this battle, and perhaps we'll finish with this one and study the rest in the next lesson, is that in the Battle of Uhud, as I mentioned, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was cut open, and his cheek or his forehead bled and it was cut open. And when the Prophet saw this, he said, كَيْفَ يُفْرِحُ قَوْمٌ شَجُّوا رَأْسَ نَبِيِّهِمْ. How will a people ever be successful, and they have cut open and injured their prophet? وَهُوَ يَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَى اللَّهِ. And he only calls them to Allah. So the Prophet said, how will these people ever be guided? How will these people ever be successful? And they came and they injured the one who only called them to Allah, and he was the Prophet of Allah, and yet they injured him and they fought against him. So how will these people ever be successful or guided? When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this, Allah revealed an ayah. Allah said, لَيْسَ لَكَ مِنَ الْأَمْرِ شَيْءٍ. That you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you don't have any control over this affair. Meaning who will be successful and who will not be successful, and who will be guided and who will be misguided, and who will Allah reward and who will Allah punish and who will Allah save. You have no control in this affair. لَيْسَ لَكَ مِنَ الْأَمْرِ شَيْءٍ. You have no control over this affair. أَوْ يَتُوبَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Maybe Allah will accept their repentance. أَوْ يُعَذِّبَهُمْ. Or maybe Allah will punishment. فَإِنَّهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. Yes, they were oppressors. وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. For Allah and only for Allah is that which is in the heavens and that which is in the earth. يَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah forgives whoever He wills. وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. And Allah punishes whoever He wills. وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. And Allah is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And just as Allah said in the Quran, لَيْسَ لَكَ مِنَ الْأَمْرِ شَيْءٍ, that you have no control over who is guided, who is punished, who is forgiven, this is what occurred. So many of those people who took part in the Battle of Uhud and they injured the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they deceived and they were treacherous towards the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, later on Allah guided them to Islam. And those very people, they then gave victory to Islam and Allah forgave them and they became great Sahaba. We've sufficed with this inshallah until the next lesson. هذا والله أعلم وصلى الله على نبينا وسلم.